Hi, this is Christy Whitman. I'm so excited to have you listen to this show on how to fine-tune your allowing meter. I recorded this several years ago when I recorded my book, The Art of Having It All. So I'd like to open today's show by inviting you to bring to mind something that you desire that's not currently part of your life experience. This might be something that you've been working towards for a while, or maybe something you've just recently decided that you want. But just take a moment to get clear on exactly what this expanded reality would look like if it were yours, manifested now in your life. If it's a more abundant stream of income, allow yourself to specify how much more money you'd like to have in the flow of money into your experience. If it's an improved bodily condition, call forth an image of how you'd like to look and feel. If it's a particular circumstance, such as more success in your business or more intimacy in your relationship, get clear on exactly what it is you want to create. For the sake of this exercise, and I'm going to pass you over to myself from a different time, but pick one specific aspect of your life that you'd like to enhance, upgrade, expand, or improve. And then bring an image of that improved life experience clearly in your mind. Now, I'd like you to consider that this expanded reality that you desire to create exists as a vibrational frequency that exists along the entire spectrum of experiences and possibilities, but that you, for some reason, don't currently have access to. It makes sense, right? Because if you were vibrating in harmony with that improved experience, you'd already be living it. Finally, I'd like you to imagine that the reality that you are currently living also exists as a particular vibration and frequency, and that this is simply the frequency that you most easily and often resonate with. So think of this vibrational range of where you most dominantly reside as a kind of like a set point or a thermometer. It reflects the range of vibrations you are easily able to allow into your experience. And if your desire falls outside of that familiar set point, they don't easily flow into your experience. Instead, they remain as an unmanifested desire. All that is needed to easily attract the objects, circumstances, experience you desire is to expand the vibrational range of frequencies you allow yourself to receive. You see, as human beings, we're both energy transmitters and energy receivers, and also energy containers. This means that in every moment, we're generating a vibration that is broadcast out into the far corners of the universe. And then what comes back to us in the form of our life experience always matches the vibe we're sending out. The beliefs you hold carry a certain vibration and make you receptive to the experiences that confirm what you've already concluded to be true. And your chronic moods, emotions, and attitudes also become a vibrational habit or set point that you return to time and time again. So if you want to attract different frequencies of experiences in your life, you must expand your capacity to receive, or what I like to say from The Art of Having It All is your allowing meter. So here are three energy mastery practices for doing just that. Practice one, get your energy moving. If you think back to the specific aspect of your life that you desire to enhance or improve, you'll notice that the vibrational quality of that improved experience is one of faster moving energy. Stagnation is what we experience when we're in resistance. And as we release resistance and allow our vibration to rise, our energy expands and becomes progressively more subtle and free-flowing. Moving your physical body is an immediate way to release resistance and become less stagnant and more receptive. If you make it easy, if you make it a daily practice to shake up your energy, you'll find your vibration naturally rising and your receptivity improves. You can do this by putting music on that engages you or inspires you. Rob and I were just dancing in the studio. I was playing Heartbreaker. Man, did that really raise my vibration. Change that environment you're in and give your senses new impressions to take in. Bring your awareness to your breath. Drink a large glass of water. Take a shower with hot water and then cold. Clear the clutter from your desk. Go for a drive. Spend a few moments outside. If possible, go for a brisk walk or do a few yoga poses. Remember that your body and mind are intimately connected. in an ongoing feedback loop. So whatever you do that raises your vibration of one will automatically increase the frequency of another. Practice number two is watch your words. If you haven't gone through the Watch Your Words program, you can go to watchyourwords.com because the thoughts you think generate a vibration and a place they place you in an energetic proximity of other similar feeling thoughts. And when you voice your thoughts out loud, their attention, their attraction power grows exponentially. Every word we speak generates momentum. And the more words we offer about what isn't wanted, the more unwanted momentum we create. Put simply, if we talk about everything as terrible, we not only feel terrible, but we're more likely to create more terrible outcomes. But thankfully, this also works in reverse. With little deliberate attention, we can align our words with positive outcomes that we desire to create. So practice number three, cultivate the energy of gratitude. The energy of gratitude is one of the highest vibrations in all of the universe. And with the same velocity that negative thinking repels the outcomes we don't desire, gratitude attracts them to us. This is because gratitude causes us to focus on the abundance we already have, which expands us and increases our capacity for more. In a state of gratitude, you become magnetic, not just to other people and opportunities, but to everything you desire. So use the power of your words to speak often and only about the things you appreciate and to acknowledge the blessings that are around you. In doing so, you raise your personal vibration to the frequencies where love, success, freedom, prosperity, and joy abound. And then you invite them in to flow easily into your experience. So enjoy this recording on how to open up your allowing meter. You know, how to open and reset your allowing meter. Once a desire has been born within us, there's only two basic positions that we can take in relation to that desire. We can resist the manifestation into our lives, or we can allow it and therefore magnetize it into being. Allowing is our natural state. It's the way we were all born when we enter the world, pliable, receptive, deserving, and really open to every possible expression of well-being, abundance, and joy. In this free, unobstructed state, our body-mind system is in direct communication and communion with the unlimited energy and inspiration of the universe. It flows through us like water rushes through an open pipe. Resistance, on the other hand, is a conditioned response, a pattern of thinking, of feeling, and behaving, which can also become so habitual that it sometimes seems to occur as an automatic reflex. Resistance is rooted in a belief in insufficiency and fear of lack. It's the act of steeling ourselves against dangers real or imagined, all the while justifying our really defensive stance. And ironically, the more energy we expend to make the case that our guardedness is necessary, the more things we draw into our experience to guard ourselves against. While it's true that the universe is infinitely abundant, it's also true that we can only receive as much of that abundance as we're willing to allow. And we are the ones that determines that or not. Marianne Williamson, amazing internationally acclaimed spiritual teacher, explains that from a spiritual perspective, having and being are the same thing. You can have whatever you allow yourself to be. And what Albert Einstein suggested, that the most important decision we make is whether we will live in a friendly or a hostile universe. He was really suggesting that what we determine to be true for ourselves is what we will experience. The good news is that you never need to wonder whether you are in a state of allowing and magnetizing towards you or a state of resisting, pushing away from you in relationship to your having your all. Because as with all things, your emotions are your guides. Resistance always brings a feeling of constriction. Like physically, your stomach may feel tight, your breathing becomes shallow, your jaw, your shoulders tense. Mentally, your thoughts tend to revolve around conditions and constraints, considerations, problems, limitations. Emotionally, you might feel stressed out, discouraged, fearful, doubtful, otherwise just really not at ease. Anytime you're experiencing these lower level, and notice here I'm not calling them negative emotions. They're not bad emotions because all of our emotions exist to guide us. But when we're feeling lower level emotions, you're in resistance. These emotions arise in us for the purpose of informing us and letting us know that we are off course or that we need to pay attention to something because the vibration we're sending out is not in alignment with the current evolution of our own desires. When the situation we find ourselves in opposes what we want or we're holding dear, we instinctively register this discord in our bodies as restriction of freedom. The essence of who we are is limitless and unbounded. And where something manifests into our experience that's contrary to this, our high, fast-moving thoughts and feelings grind to a screeching halt. In an attempt to get ourselves back into alignment, many of us make grave errors in perception. We blame our discomfort on something or someone outside of ourselves, and then focus our attention in trying to change that external condition in order to feel better within ourselves. Although we rarely realize at the moment that we're doing it, anytime we take a stand against what's happening in our moment, we actually become energetic proponents of the very conditions we want to change. Remember, what we focus upon expands. So anytime we're in resistance, and whether it's justifiable or not, we're literally repelling the manifestation of our desires. Instead of using the powerful law of attraction to our benefit, we're using it against ourselves by magnetizing more of what we don't want or what we don't want to do. Because resistant thoughts and feelings move at much slower level of frequency than allowing an expansive nature of our desires, they temporarily obstruct the flow of abundance to our body-mind system, like a blockage in a pipe. That's why they're so painful to feel. In those moments when our outer experience is not a match to our inner desires, what's called for is not resistance, but acceptance. In everyday terms, if you're driving along and realize that you took a wrong turn, you know, way out of your destination, you first have to soften your thinking and accept what's happened. In other words, you have to slow down the momentum before you can turn around. It's as simple as saying to yourself, okay, so I made a wrong turn, so what? Rather than fighting against what's already happened in the past, we yield to and harmonize with the energy of what's happening now. The moment we accept ourselves and our situation exactly as it is, we feel a sense of relief. Acceptance of what is right now in the moment is the only doorway through which a bigger and brighter future can emerge. When we are trying to make what's happening different than it is, we're shooting on ourselves, others, or even the universe. Or when we're attached to creating a certain outcome according to our own timelines and ideas, we actually become an obstruction to our own forward progress. So acceptance is the key to releasing the grip of resistance and the first step towards creating a turnaround in any area of life where we're manifesting conditions other than those that we desire. Rather than struggling against what's happening in the moment, which Deepak Chopra notes in the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success is like struggling against the entire universe, we yield to the energy of our resistance by allowing ourselves to feel fully. Just in case you weren't sure, this is not what most of us do when we hit with a whoosh of anger, or disappointment, or shame, or fear, or any other lower level emotion. What most people do, because this is the way most of us were trained, is to do about anything to avoid feeling uncomfortable feelings when they arise. I mean, think about it. Throughout your early childhood conditioning, how many times did you hear things like, stop crying, or I'll give you something to cry about, or, you know, don't speak to me in that tone of voice, or there's nothing to be afraid of. In essence, the message most of us received is that it's not okay to feel our emotions, and therefore, it's not okay to feel ourselves. So we learned to early on to do whatever we needed to suppress, ignore, distance ourselves from our feelings and ourselves. To the extent that we do not have access to our feelings, we remain powerless to change them and be informed by them. Avoiding or suppressing our lower level emotions may seem like a quick fix solution, but in reality, it only invites them to persist. If you doubt this, just think back to the last time you tried to not feel sad or angry or afraid, and you'll realize that resistance simply didn't work. We were meant to feel the full range of our emotions. They are our most powerful and insightful guides. If instead of trying to change the way we feel by numbing or distracting ourselves, we actually allow ourselves to feel and process them fully, in the moment, when they arise, without labeling them, or explaining them, or describing them, justifying them, or even judging them, what happens is they dissipate on their own volition, and we experience a true and genuine release from that lower emotional state. What is left in the space of that negative emotion is ease.
and neutrality and relief. And from that more centered state of being, we're once and again to be in a position to begin building momentum towards what we do desire, rather than squandering our energy on complaining about what's not. By becoming present to what we are feeling, we take back some of our power to deliberately feel the way we want to.
Hey there, so I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I would love to hear your feedback. You can always email support and let us know what other shows, what other topics are you interested in. And you can always go to the YouTube channel for more videos and more information on how to create your having it all life and to increase your desire factor. Have a great week.